The debate over a COVID-19 vaccine booster shot intensifies after Pfizer said last week that a third dose may be needed within 6 to 12 months after full vaccination. But a new statement issued by the director of the World Health Organization, the WHO, says that those who have been fully vaccinated do not need a booster shot at this time. Helen Branswell has been reporting on this for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Don.
Why is the WHO director saying booster shots are not necessary right now?
A couple of reasons, probably. At present, there isn't really evidence to suggest that the vaccines aren't working well. So talking about giving some people a third shot to some people seems premature. The other thing is, of course, that there's just a huge problem with vaccine inequity in the world right now. There are many countries that are still struggling to get any vaccine, have vaccinated, you know, less than 1% of their populations. What the Director General of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, was saying was that the world needs to vaccinate healthcare workers around the globe and the elderly around the globe, and wait to talk about third doses for people in rich countries till a later date.
So it's not a ruling out of boosters forever. He's saying we should focus first on getting everyone vaccinated before developing boosters for those in mostly rich countries that have already gotten the shot. Is there anything the WHO can do to make sure that happens? Are they already trying to do that?
No, the power that they have is moral suasion, and the Director General has been trying to use that for months. There has been some sharing of vaccine, but not at the scale that the WHO would like to see.
Of course, the talk of boosters doesn't just come out of the blue. Pfizer and Moderna have both said that booster shots could be necessary. What's the evidence that they have that leads them to maybe a different conclusion on boosters?
That's not clear at this point. Recently, some scientists in Israel and their Department of Health or Ministry of Health said that they were seeing some breakthrough infections among people who had been vaccinated early in Israel's vaccination process. So, you know, with them saying that they're seeing some infections among fully vaccinated people who were vaccinated early suggests there might be some waning of the protectiveness of the vaccine. Pfizer said in its statement last week that it also had some data from the phase 3 clinical trial of its vaccine that is also suggestive of protection waning after 6 or 8 months. But those data aren't yet public. So at this point, no one has had a chance to sort of go through the data and see if the company's claim is, you know, really justified by what the data are showing.
We should point out that U.S. officials at the FDA are also pushing back, insisting that people who are fully vaccinated do not need a booster shot at this time. That said, is there cause for concern about how long the vaccines that so many people now have will remain effective? What's our latest understanding of that?
Predictions on these vaccines have been sort of across the board. Some people have talked about the fact that they might need to be boosted annually like flu shots do. Other scientists are looking at how they activate the immune system and say these vaccines are working incredibly well and may not need to be boosted in the near term at all. It does not appear at this point that the vaccine's protection against severe disease and hospitalization and death, that seems to be holding.
So we've got the WHO and the FDA here in the U.S. both saying we don't need to be thinking about people getting booster shots right now. But you've got Pfizer and Moderna saying there's evidence that we may be getting there. Have those two companies responded to what we're hearing from the WHO?
Not as far as I know from the WHO, but certainly Pfizer reached out to the Biden administration, you know, after its statement last week and offered to brief administration officials on the data that it's seeing. That meeting happened on Monday, but details of it, like the data that they shared, still are not public.
Well, we thank you for staying on top of it for us and for joining us. Helen Branswell is with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.